Well, Aubrey Lee has been appointed Deputy Mayor of Gisborne, becoming the first Māori ward councillor to hold the role and bringing a deep governance and experience, strong community connections to the district's leadership team. Aubrey's also been a long-time broadcaster as well, so she's pretty savvy when it comes to communications. I hope that's a fair description. Hey, Aubrey, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Great to have a kōrero with you today.
Morena, Dale.
Hi. Morena,
Dale. Morena from the sun. This is sunshiny day here in Te Tairāwhiti.
Well, it always is, isn't it? And you're obliged to sing the praises of the town that want you to tautoko them as we move forward. Congratulations, firstly, on becoming Deputy Mayor of Gisborne. Of course, your mayor's fairly savvy too with media, having spoken with her many times, but often under pretty tough circumstances with weather events and the like. But Aubrey, please, as an introduction, kōrero mai o whakaro o Pepeha, so that our listeners can understand your connections to this whenua. I see you've lived in all the metropolises of Tūranga, Ruatoria and Waipiro Bay, Uawa. And are you at Waiherere now?
Yes, that's right, Dale. I love going into our communities, and every time our community, any one of our communities, especially our coastal communities, they say, welcome to the centre of the universe. And given that I've lived in most of those, I tend to agree with every single one of them. But yes, Aubrey Rea and Mo Te Tairāwhiti Whānui Aho, so I have... I'm very fortunate that my kaumātua blessed me with whakapapa connections that stretch right out to Te Whānau Apanui, whakatohia Ngāti Rua on the other side of the Raukumara, and all the way through Te Tairāwhiti, all the way back down here to Ngaita Manuhiri to Te Kuria Pāua. So, yeah, and having grown, been born and bred here in Te Tairāwhiti, I've spent many, I got aunties and uncles spread right across the coast. And at some point or another, I was very fortunate to have lived with them in different communities and gone to lots of different schools and had a lot of exposure to our smaller rural communities here in Te Tairāwhiti. So I think that's a pretty unique perspective that I'm able to bring to the council table.
Tēnā koe. Have you ever resented not having in your life traffic lights, traffic jams and smog?
No, okay. And I find myself when I'm complaining about the 20 minutes it takes me to get from Waiherere to anywhere in Gisborne, when I find myself having a moan, I just recall the last time I was in Auckland and had to get from one place to another.
Don't be like that,
and it took nearly 2 hours.
It is frustrating, and you do live in a beautiful part of our land. There's no doubt about that. 50% population Māori, so it makes sense that we have strong Māori representation. Of course, Josh was in that gig too, so I just acknowledge his tenure. But now you've got an opportunity to work alongside Rhett Stoltz. What are you looking forward to most about the opportunity as Deputy Mayor, but also on the wider council mahi? And what would you suggest are the priorities? Let's look at it through a Māori lens, if that's all right too, Aubrey. What are you hoping to advocate for in advance in this term, which has just got underway?
Well, tautoko kōrero, Dale. You know, Josh was our very first Māori deputy mayor, and he held that position for two trienniums, so for 6 years, and he's left some big shoes to fill. I really appreciate the mayor's acknowledging that there are some that she trusts me to tautoko her and her mahi for the next 3 years, and that too she has relayed to me that there are some areas that I could really offer some good support. And then when I do look at it in reflection, like we were very fortunate that when we had our Māori wards referendum, 10,000, not quite 10,000 of our community said, aye, let's keep Māori wards. Māori wards is an awesome opportunity. And around about 5,000 who said, kāu, me tuku nātu. So also that reflects the thoughts and feelings of our larger population community. And so their support of Māori wards being at the council table. And then the appointment to deputy mayor, like I have said this since the beginning, the Māori ward chair at the council table, it's not a chair that belongs to me. I'm the kaitiaki of that chair, and I just keep that seat warm until the next generation comes through. And they definitely are coming through in all different spaces of central and local government. And because I do believe that, you know, in order to grow and in order to progress, we do have to keep our eye on the ball in terms of what our rangatahi want. They are our rangatira for our pōpō. We here in Te Tai Rāwhiti, 73% under 25 are Māori. So hearing more rangatahi Māori voice coming through in that space will be very important in the next 3 years for me personally. But we, as a council, we are looking, heading into the last year of our three-year recovery plan since we had that disaster, the Cyclone Gabrielle. So we're heading into the last year of our three-year recovery plan. We're looking to, round about mid-next year, start on our 10-year plan. So it will be it's really exciting for me to get back to some business as normal, because the last 3 years has not been business as normal. We got into this role and then it was sink or swim with natural disaster after weather warning, after cyclone. And so they were all compiled on top of each other. And so it's been a tough triennium, but I really want to mihi to our last lot of councillors that served on the Te Tai Rāwhiti council in the last triennium, because though it had lots of he mahanga piki me ngā heke, we all held in there and we all did the best we can. So looking forward to business as usual, and instead of just doing mitigation and fixing things up, actually being able to do some forward planning and looking into the future for some really great things for our community to look forward to. So the council has what we call Tai Rāwhiti Piritahi, and under Tai Rāwhiti Piritahi, we are driven towards oranga wai, oranga whenua, oranga tangata, oranga mo te āpōpō. So healthy, wealthy waterways, healthy, wealthy land, healthy, wealthy people, and creating better opportunities mo te tirai hara mai nei for our next generation. So anything that comes up at our council table, they really will be driven by those values.
Tēnā koe. I noticed the mainstream media is making a lot of your moko kauai. We just recognise that it's part of the beauty within for our wahine Māori Aubrey, but I am encouraged, as we all should be, that you take our love of our people and our reo and our tikanga into this mix, which brings me to questioning, given your understanding of our tikanga and tikawa and our taha Māori ways, how are you coupling that with what effectively is a tauiwi governance mechanisms?
Mm. Yeah. I tell you what, Dale, I'm a tamahine parkid, and there's so many of us out there that are parkids. I was born and bred on the marae, and every skill that I learnt at the marae is a skill that I have taken into council. It's a skill everyone can take into council. When you've learnt to debate and listen to amazing, great conversations, be a part of kaupapa, be a part of something bigger than yourself, those values actually really align with what you need to do at the council. So any parkid can step into that council, and if you've done what, you know, if you've been engaged in all those parts of your marae, you take those values and those skills, even right down to multitasking and working with people and giving direction and running the kitchen or running the dining room. Like, you take those core skills and you take them onto the council and into the council room with you, and you use those are your tools, Dale. Those are your foundation tools that anybody needs to be really successful at the council table. I'm very fortunate. I know I'm very fortunate because I've also, for the last 2 years, served as a Te Maruata National Māori Local Government Board trustee member. And so I recognise too that we're extremely fortunate here in Te Tai Rāwhiti. We have 5 Māori ward seats, and there's a lot of our Māori wards out there in Aotearoa that are doing it tough with only one person. And one person in that it's a singular mind and a singular thought when you're coming to a table full of people with our ao Māori lens or te ao Māori kaupapa or pau that drive you towards a kaupapa. So I'm nowhere extremely thoughtful. I really want to toro atu to any of our Māori ward councillors, any of our new Māori serving in local government, that if your council is a part of local government New Zealand, please reach out to Te Maruata. Te Maruata has been a great support system and helps give a lot of our Māori tools to help Māori councillors to navigate, participate, and feel supported when they may not have that much support in that arena. So I just want to advocate for that. Myself, I'm fortunate to have my four mates at the table. And we all come from different backgrounds, whether it is policy strategy, whether it is academic, whether it is culture and mahi toi. We all come with a different lens or a different look at it, but they're all deeply rooted in the same foundational skills, so we're able to help navigate. I think the best tool that I've been able to bring to the table is, given that, yes, I was a broadcaster for 10 years, but I was also a practicing teacher for 10 years, is the ability to witiwiti and unpack kaupapa for other people, because seeing things through a Māori lens is something that our general, besides the likes of Josh and that, but our other general councillors have been able to be given an insight and to be given more understanding to the way that we think and the way that we move and the way that we think things should be done. Our absolute need for partnership, our absolute need for ngā mātāpono o te tiriti o Waitangi. So those are the kind of concepts we bring to the table.
Tēnā koe. And, you know, as a guide for us as a people, we sometimes, you know, people might think it glib. We say, well, what do our mokopuna need us to do for them? And it's a guiding principle that has a simplicity to it. And as a mum with a brood of tamariki, and you think about their needs, their pēpi when they come along, perhaps embedding this sort of thinking into what is a sort of a colonial construct, i.e. The way councils operate at this stage, it enables the weaving of potential in a very real way. How does motherhood and the responsibility that carries and for future generations sit in your sort of focus or decision making today?
It highly influences, and not just the fact that I'm a mother, that I'm an auntie, that I was a teacher for 10 years. You know, I've got tamariki spread out all across Te Tairāwhiti now with my teaching background. And I think in this position, I want to leave it better than I entered it. So do all I can to ensure that when I step out, the next generation that's stepping in is coming into a better environment than what I stepped into, and also that any of my, they should also be included, you know, because my big kids now, they're 25, they're 19 and 17, and so they have thoughts and opinions of their own of what they want their future to look like, what they want their kāinga to look like. So bringing their voice in some way, shape or form into a council forum, that's really super important. And the other thing is, I'm a very firm believer in don't just say do. So whakaringaringa I te mahi, if they see you doing it, they know that they can do it. I mean, I remember my first triennium hanging up my billboard signs, and two Māori girls came past on a bike. They were just finishing school and they looked up at the sign and they go, "Hey, it's you up there on that billboard." And I said, "Yeah, nah, it is." And they go, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Oh, I'm running for council." So they go, "What do they do?" I said, "Oh, they look up the roads and the pipes, the library, the museum, the swimming pools." And they went, "Oh." I said, "Yeah, so I'm trying to do that. That's what I'm trying to do." And they went, "That's really cool, because, you know, I looked at that and I thought you looked a bit like my auntie." And so our tamariki Māori are seeing familiar faces, because honestly, when I was a tamaiti growing up in Turanganui a Kiwa, I did not have that connection to anybody who sat on the council at the time, because none of them looked or sounded or thought like I did. And so that's something that I really want our tamariki to see and hear and feel, that that what they bring to the table is valuable, and don't let anybody else tell you it's not. And here you see your aunties and your uncles and your koka being involved at this level. I mean, I said to my daughter the other day, you know, she's making a big decision about what she's going to do for university next year. And I said, honestly, girl, if I had the tools that you have today, and, you know, I've made it to the deputy mayor, if I can be the deputy mayor, you can be the prime minister and run this country. And so it's those kind of messages I really want to hone in on all of our tamariki.
It's been a pleasure having a cordial with you, Aubrey. Congratulations again on the opportunity, and I will have cause for conversations, I'm sure, over the next little while. But it's been a pleasure celebrating your appointment and getting to know you and some of the drivers behind the mahi you've been doing over the years. Mihi ana, kia koe te tuhine, and thank you so much for sharing some time with us here on Wate. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, Dale. Tēnā koe,
tēnā koutou. Kia ora, Wate koe. There we go. That's Aubrey Woodia. We'll be hearing a lot more from her.